The frustration on the business end is just as we're getting rolling, boom.
Yeah. Again, you just get
stop. They just stop completely.
So stop. you're keeping your clients though, right?
Yeah. I mean, look at George has done a really effective job of, you know, taking care of service issues and PRing people as needed, et cetera. And actually accounts that started to come in because the prospecting efforts were working. So I got a dentist that lives here on the lake. His name is Ray. Ray came in. We did a financial plan, has about $5.5 million in the market, gave us $1 million, gave us two of his IRAs to start off the relationship. He came in quick. I mean, between, hi, I'm Al, and we were on a pontoon boat on the lake, and another meeting a week later where we had an issue with one of our neighbors that has an Airbnb, and it's a really weird thing going on in that house. So we actually, a group of us went to the city, and then we started talking about the market. We had lunch, and then I took him to a ball game. It was like 5 weeks from start to finish, him opening the account. It was a quick romance, you know? And then another guy has recently sent in his, statements that George and I are going to review over lunch today for $5 million. A little bit more juice there, but
yeah, nice.
Him I've known for a while, and I've been kind of romancing him for a couple of years, you know? And then, you know, things started working. Boom. I got sick. Now we got to start all over again. Other things that are happening are, Juan, our operational assistant, has left. It looks like we got his replacement.
Okay.
First she was declined, and now she's back in, and it looks like in the next month she'll be here. Because yeah, they have to, 2 weeks. Yeah, because she has to give 2 weeks, by the way.
Yeah.
So, okay, so 2 weeks, great. That's great news.
Yeah, we're hoping Monica. Either October 1st or October 4th will be her
cool. Birthday. Okay, cool. And then even quicker than that person, my, part-time kind of marketing assistant who I'm going to groom, his name is Leo, and he's coming in, and that should be in the next week. Leo's just waiting to start. Young guy, full of energy, thick skin, hard worker. I've known him since he was born. He's 26, just got his MBA. So he's ready to roll. Leo's job will be interesting because he's going to be kind of like director of prospects. I want to make sure that I'm on my prospects.
Right.
I don't want to pick it up and put it down anymore. I want somebody to throw a rope around those guys, and either he's contacting or he's putting them in front of my face.
Are you, I know you've got Salesforce now. You're probably not using it, right?
No.
Okay. That was easy. George, do you know how to use Salesforce, or is that a mystery to you?
No, I do like the very basics, but yes, I do. And I go in there from time to time.
Okay. Well, my team I coach in Indianapolis, they use Salesforce, but he just did a regular spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet, and put down all the prospects, and then he just tracks.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what Al does.
That's what I do.
He's very good at it.
Pretty effective, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
My issue is with the prospects specifically, pick it up, put it down. Pick it up, put it down. I get busy with my book. I neglect
prospects
completely.
All right, so and then, all right, every day, whenever you think it's the time, 8, 9, whatever, in the morning, you and Leo and George meet and talk nothing about anything except prospects. You just talk about the pipeline. You can talk about money coming in. That's okay. So that can be, the prospect list can also include new money or old money coming in. Anytime you have money flowing, it should be on that prospect list. Okay. And that way George knows the money's coming in and Leo tells you what's going on with prospects and you, so every day. This is who, this is what you're good at. but this is what you need to do. So it's just a ritual. Just every day at 9 o'clock, you talk about your pipeline.
Yep.
Okay. And then what I suggest is at the end of the week that Leo give you a summary of everything that's come in for the week, for the month, and where you are versus where you want to be. So you set a goal of saying, I want to bring in, let's say between now and the end of the year, I want to bring in $10 million. Okay. And you can do that, by the way. The October, November, December. It's not that long, but you still can do it if you hump. And next year.
Oh, you got $5 million right there for.
Right. There's $5 million right there if we get it. But the idea is to always have a goal. Always know what you want to do and why you want to do it. Okay. Next year, you know, I want 20 million, 30 million, whatever your number is. It's not 10. You can do a lot more than that. So 10 is sleeping. 20 is good. 30 would be great. Okay. And you set that goal. And then every month, where are we versus our goal? Are we on track? Assets. New assets, annuitized assets, business in. And just track those three things all the time on Friday. Okay, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're talking pipeline. Friday, you sum it up and tell me where I am. And Leo keeps track of it. Leo keeps track of that. That's his job.
Yeah, and then the way I envision it, at least today, because what's happened in the last 4 months with Anna gone and then Juan gone and then I'm laying on my back.
Right.
George has kind of ran the business, taking care of everything, service. Right. He's been also the assistant. He's been everything. Right. So now that that's going to be broken up, we got an operational lady coming in. We got Leo coming in. I'm back. I envision, at least today, George running the Supernova system because I really don't want to give that to Leo because then it takes away from him living in prospecting world. I want Leo to live in prospecting.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree completely. George is your Supernova guy. Yeah, I wasn't talking Supernova. I'm just talking prospect, pipeline. Does that make sense, George?
Yes, sir. Definitely. Yeah. Me and Al have discussed this. Agreed.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful system. And look,
I'm actually going to start rereading the book now just to get a, you know, I've read it before, but I want to get a, you know, freshened up. And now once I mean, there's going to be obviously a learning curve with our new assistant, getting her up to speed and whatnot. So, you know, trying to do that as fast as possible and then, you know, move on to bigger and better things.
And remember, look, you're really good at making friends. Okay. That you were one of the guys that kind of taught me this, that the key was, no, I'm serious, that the key, the key to prospecting, and everybody says, well, I have this center of influence. And I say, well, are you friends? They go, well, no, but I expect him to send me business. I said, he's not going to send you business until you become friends. I said, you know, Al taught me this in Florida. He makes friends with everybody and nobody opens an account until they're a friend. Right. I mean, that's,
you know what? It's funny because I even talked to my clients about this. I said, you know, when I started, I was all business. In fact, when I worked in the banks, I would even coach people 5 minutes to the business, meaning I would meet you. Hey, Rob, how you doing now? You know, hey man, what do you do? I do this. Yeah. You know, I ride my bike. I do golf. Okay. And then, okay, how can I help you? I had to be there in 5 minutes. Anything else was a waste of my time. But it's easier. It's different in the banks because you're being introduced to the guy. You look at his account. You see how much money he's got. You know, it's different. So what ended up happening was I really didn't create like relationships.
Right.
You know, now I can honestly say that the great majority of my clients are my friends. Like they were very concerned about my heart surgery now with the COVID and, you know, they're calling me, hey man, I don't want to talk business. Are you okay? Like, is everything cool over there? Are you going to make it? You know, so, now it's different. You know, I mean, this guy Ray that just came in, I almost like have adopted this guy in the last month and a half. I joke around with George, but, he's like my 75 year old son now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. We've met with him a couple of times. So.
So, it's different now for sure. Yeah. It's,
well, you know, people always said, well, I don't want my clients to be, you know, I don't want my friends to be my clients. I'm like, what are you selling? Poison or something or what? You know, I mean, why the hell wouldn't you want your friends to be your clients? You're going to do a better job than the enemies, you know? So
yeah,
it's crazy. I think you gotta, you know, the deeper your friendships, the more they refer and the more comfortable they are referring.
Yep.
People never get to that stage.
And you know what's also happening, Rob? It's just naturally becoming that way as I get older.
Right.
It's just, it's not like I'm becoming your friend because I'm interested in your money. I'm becoming your friend because I like you and I like having friends. Let's go. Let's have lunch.
Right. We're friends. Supernova does is somebody told me this the other day. He said, Rob, this is wonderful. It's like, it's not like you have 12 separate conversations. It's like one continuous conversation.
Right.
Like you'd have with a best friend. And he said, people open up, they tell me everything. So for you, this is a wonderful thing. I mean, it's a chance to talk to your friends every month, you know, and so you do. And then they refer you. You get this virtuous circle.
Yeah, you know, I have a vision of all the areas that we need to tighten up on. Like, because I've been out a lot, but I see all the weaknesses. I see them all very clearly, you know, and now it's a matter of tightening all that up piece by piece, you know, and that's, you know, like I see it, you know, like, you know, your coaching is valuable. I can also day to day coach myself because I see what's going on here.
Sure.
You know, and, George has been a real rock in the whole time. I can just rely on him, which is great. You know,
well, get your folders out. Get Al to start working with the folders again. Get the schedule moving. You don't have to do it all at once, but get everybody back on the schedule. And get those conversations going again. And then, you know, the truth is, Al, if you just do your 12-4-2s, you're going to get introductions. You're going to grow your practice. I mean, that's the reality. With a guy like you, that's enough right there. Okay. And now we add meeting with centers of influence, you know, how you were doing, going out, having lunches. I mean, you just know how to do it. You just have to keep plugging yourself in.
Yeah.
And all you need, frankly, is somebody kind of there to keep track of things, push you a little, you know, help you develop the 24-month calendar again. What are we going to do for the next 24 months? What are our initiatives? How are we going to market ourselves? You know, using, I just got a client from LinkedIn. Okay. I got two Brazilian clients from LinkedIn. I've got, you know, people see me, they call into our website and I open the, and I do business with them, and wonderful people, you know. So you just have to be out there in the market again.
Okay.
And you have, by the way, you've got a terrific, virtual engagement associates. Okay. Your virtual engagements associates are worth hiring.
Yeah, we have one.
You have one, right?
Yeah.
Good, good. Okay. Well, he's been getting a bargain because he hasn't been doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually true. The one we had left. So we have a new one that we're meeting with starting on Monday.
Oh, great. Okay, good. I don't have to pitch that again. Terrific. But, you know, it's kind of like I don't want to miss anything as you re-engage. But that VEA is really important to show, hey, we're back in business. Okay.
Excellent. I wanted to have Leo on the call today, even though he's not officially hired. He will be here next week, but he's at the doctor's, so he couldn't make it. So next time he'll be on the phone too, and maybe Monica too. So you'll see the whole team.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. And happy to, you know, have Leo read the Supernova Multiplier. That's the book on acquisition.
Yep.
So make sure he's reading that and he meets with your VEA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can work on that 24-month calendar. And then how do we support that in terms of the VEA and the online support and announcements and online webinar and all that?
You know what? I'm gonna actually put him on that today. I'm going to have him buy it today. And his task, even before he starts working, is to have read that book.
Good. Good. It's perfect. Okay. Then we can go from there, just step by step. We don't have to use them all. 7 strategies for growing your practice. But he should know what they are. Hmm. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Good. Okay. Yeah, have him get the audio too and listen to it.
Okay.
Listen to it to and from work or wherever he is. And just until he gets the vocabulary in his head. It's a wonderful thing to do. It you can't get it the first time through. You got to listen to it over and over, get the words, and the words are important. Somebody said, well, I don't like the script. And I said, well, let me tell you something. Your words are your tools. It's like a doctor saying, you know, I don't really like to use a stethoscope, or I don't like to use a scalp. That's, you know, you got to use your tools, and the words are your tools, and getting the words wrong ends up getting not the right results. So you've got to have the right words in the right order. And so scripting is brilliant. Hmm. You know, script and memorize, and then it's yours. You know, borrow the right words. Okay.
All right.
Good. Hey, wonderful to have you back. Thank God you're back in one piece. Too many of us are not making it these days. And it's so freaking finite. You know, it's not like, oh, I got sick and I was off for 3 weeks. No, you're dead. You're not coming back. You know, it's just, life is hard.
Well, next month, I look forward to talking about the bigger things other than medical vacations.
That's not a vacation.
I'm starting to think Al's just taking vacation, like, you know, 2 week long vacations.
He was in Costa Rica for about 3 weeks.
If I see him with a 10 today, I'm gonna get even more.
Well, they did just fix my jacuzzi this morning. So
there you go.
You might see me with a 10 next time.
Nice.
And now I can go in. My scar's healed. I can jump into the water. So I'm good.
All right. Well, enjoy. You'll enjoy life even more every day, right? Every day. It's a good day. Sure. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Rob. Okay, Rob. Thank you. Have a good week. Take care. Thanks.